USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As one of his first acts as president, Joe Biden said he would send to Congress an immigration bill that would offer legal status to an estimated 11 million people in the country illegally. This as a migrant caravan is making its way toward the U.S.-Mexico border. Outgoing head of CBP Mark Morgan telling Fox News,
"You've got a combination of open border advocates that are organizing these caravans and actually encouraging and driving the immigrants to participate, to risk their lives. In addition to that, you have the cartels and human smugglers that are doing the same thing. They're fueling the perception that our borders will be open."
Vice President-elect Kamala Harris is no longer in the Senate. Harris turning in her formal letter of resignation on Monday to California Governor Gavin Newsom. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Trump is expected to issue many pardons before he leaves the White House. The president has already pardoned over 24 people. Dr. Anthony Fauci is expressing his belief that one of President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus goals is achievable.
100 million doses in the first 100 days is absolutely a doable thing.
The coronavirus task force member and one of the nation's top infectious disease experts telling NBC News that we're close to seeing data on vaccines from Johnson & Johnson along with AstraZeneca. Fauci also discusses a new virus mutation that's showing up across the country.
The thing we really want to look at carefully is that does that mutation lessen the impact of the vaccine? And if it does, then we're going to have to make some modifications.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Today is the day we celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Dr. King would have been 91 this year, but his legacy lives on. Many parades honoring Dr. King have been called off this year due to COVID-19 concerns. The niece of King, Alveda King, shares with Fox News what she believes King's advice would be today.
I believe his advice would simply be, listen, stay attuned to each other, look to God. You have to remember, Martin Luther King Jr. was a Baptist preacher, so he would be telling us to look to God and to pray for those who are in authority so that we can have peaceful lives. So we pray for our leaders. When we don't agree, we peacefully make that known. And we've got other elections and things coming up. We can vote again soon, so be aware of that as well. But personal accountability is going to be very important. And he also said injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So as Americans, one race, one group of people still living here in America together, we're going to have to work very hard to see America grow.
Virginia Orbit is joining the ranks of companies like SpaceX and Rocket Lab with its first successful trip into space. The company, which is the brainchild of billionaire Richard Branson, launched a small rocket from the wing of a modified airplane from 35,000 feet. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.